This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Campaigning continues in full swing for the Lok Sabha elections as top leaders seek support for the party nominees through public meetings, rallies and road shows in poll-bound areas. After the completion of two phases, high-voltage campaigning is underway for the remaining phases. Voting in the third phase will be held for 93 seats in 10 states and a union territory on Tuesday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold election rallies in Jharkhand and Bihar today. In Jharkhand, Mr. Modi will address two public rallies at Palamu district and Sisai in Gumla district this afternoon. In Bihar, Mr. Modi will address a public meeting at Darbhanga later in the day. Polling in Darbhanga parliamentary constituency will be held on the 13th of this month in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls. Bahujan Samaj Party President Mayawati will hold a public meeting at Agra in Uttar Pradesh today. The polling at Agra Lok Sabha constituency will take place in the third phase. Gujarat is also witnessing a high decibel campaign as the election is coming closer. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address three rallies in Chota Udaipur, Valsad and Diu and Daman. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will address public meetings in Banaskantha. AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will address two rallies in Bharuch. The state is going to polls in a single phase on Tuesday. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will be held today. The filing of nominations for this phase ended yesterday. Monday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Polling in the fifth phase will be held for 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories on the 20th of this month. Scrutiny of nomination papers will also be held today for the second phase of assembly polls in Odisha. In the union territory of Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Electoral Officer Pandurang K. Pol yesterday visited Baramulla in North Kashmir and conducted a thorough inspection of the counting centre and strong rooms designated for Baramulla parliamentary constituency at an indoor sports stadium. The visit aimed to ensure seamless arrangements for the Lok Sabha elections 2024. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a tour of Himachal Pradesh from today to the 8th of May. During her tour, the President will be the chief guest at the convocation ceremony of the Central University Dharamshala in Kangra district. She is also scheduled to participate in a cultural program at the historic Gaiety Theatre in Shimla. Stringent security arrangements have been made in Shimla in view of the President's visit. The Delhi police has arrested Arun Reddy, handler of Spirit of Congress accounts on social media platform X, in Home Minister Amit Shah's doctored video case. The arrest has been made from Delhi. Earlier, Delhi police had lodged an FIR over the circulation of doctored videos of Home Minister Amit Shah. The centre has lifted the ban on onion exports. In a notification, the Directorate General of Foreign Trade has said that the order, effective immediately, is subject to a minimum export price of $550 per metric ton. The government had also allowed the export of 2,000 metric tons of white onion, cultivated specially for export markets in West Asia and some European countries. National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, for securing admission to undergraduate medical programs in India, India's most prestigious government and private medical colleges, will be held at three centres across the United Arab Emirates tomorrow. Over 2,200 students from the UAE have registered to appear for the pen and paper-based NEET 2024 exam. Heatwave conditions are very likely in some pockets over Gangetic West Bengal, Telangana, Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Rayalaseema, Jharkhand and Tamil Nadu during the next 2 days. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated hosts Mumbai Indians by 24 runs in Mumbai last night. Currently, Kolkata Knight Riders are in the second spot in the points table, while Mumbai Indians are in the ninth position. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Titans at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.